The St. Croix River Crossing Project is a four-lane bridge that would link Houlton, Wisconsin to Stillwater, Minnesota. It's designed to replace the 80-year-old two-lane Stillwater Lift Bridge. The project has been pushed for more than 20 years, but delays have been constant, mostly because the St. Croix River has federal protections as a wild and scenic riverway. Now, a bill allowing construction has passed the U.S. Senate and awaits a full vote of the House. But funding for the project has deadlines, and Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says without approval from the House by March 15th, they'll have to use the money for something else. Kevin Gutnick is a spokesman for the Minnesota DOT.
We need to make sure that we have that money programmed for the right kind of projects, or we could lose it, and that's not an acceptable option.
Daryl Standifer chairs the St. Croix County Board and is a member of the Pro Bridge St. Croix River Crossing Coalition. He says even if the House doesn't act and Minnesota pulls its funding, the bridge project will survive.
It would not jeopardize the project itself in the long term. It just would be another delay, another frustrating delay, and obviously more cost involved because of the delay.
Standifer says he's heard from Pro Bridge Congress members from both states that there are enough votes for the bill approving the project, but it still has to be scheduled on the House calendar. He hopes Governor Dayton's ultimatum speeds the process. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.